Greg, first of all, is the Nielsen Collection, is this a recent acquisition for the Malpass Library?
Yes, we happened to get it last summer after a call from his daughters called to Dean Howd. And Dean and I worked together on gifts, so when we got to where we realized how many we were dealing with, we really decided to go over to the house and bring them back here.
And so what is the bulk of the collection? Is it documents? Is it books, articles? What makes up the bulk of the collection?
It's pretty much all books. We do have several of the Great Courses series that are on DVD and I believe some on CD. But main thing was books. And we brought in, I think, 260 boxes of books. There were 9,090 books total. Absolutely amazing collection. What was unique, I guess, was most faculty members that donate to us have one specific area that they had their collection in, but this was everything: art, philosophy, history, religious studies. It was just an amazing, amazing collection.
Sounds like Dr. Nielsen was something of a polymath, had a broad range of interests in.
He obviously did, and he was always seemed to be interested in educating himself and continuing, you know, expanding his horizons. I said the phenomenal history books, some great atlases that we picked up, off a lot of what you call the coffee table books, you know, the picture books, National Geographic, things like that, DK. It was just an unbelievable collection for one person to have in their home.
Now, would this, if for people who are taking a look at the collection, will this be things that are, say, late in his life, or will this also kind of maybe take us through the years, like maybe have some older books that might give us a snapshot of the knowledge of a given time?
Yeah, it is. It's a range of years, genres, you know, everything. It goes from, we added quite a few things that take you back in history, but we also added things that were fairly contemporary, too.
And for the library, and obviously operation the size, you probably get a significant number of donations, or at least requests for donations. How does this particular collection, say, improve or maybe richen or broaden the collection at the library?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime we get a collection, it doesn't matter if it's just one book or if it's 5,000 books, that improves our collection. I've always been a big believer in that no matter the size of the donation, it's the quality of the book that we look at it. And to get a donation of this quality is odd. It has, after we finished up with it, it ended up being the largest single added collection to the library, and especially in the 12 years I've been here, but in the history of the library, even outdistancing such great collections as the Peterson Collection, it's hard to find collections like this, but you know, we will always, from one book to 1,000 books, like I said, we will take, you know, anything can help our collection.
How do you go about actually organizing a collection? I mean, first of all, I guess a lot of it's just going through piles and boxes of books and just seeing what's there.
Well, it's kind of a treasure hunt, I guess you could look at it that way, because when we open a box, I never know what's going to be in there. It's a lot of fun for me, I guess, a Christmas day, if you want to put it that way, because it's so much fun to look through every box and see what's in there. And what we do is we search it against our collection, see whether we, first of all, whether we have it or not, whether we can replace a damaged or existing copy as well. We look at that too now. And it's a way to add to our collection. Obviously, everyone knows the state budget isn't exactly where we'd like it to be. And it's a great way to add some other things to our collection.
Now, will these, since it's a large number and a broad range, will the collection be kept together in its own section? Or will it be, say, the book specially identified but then put in with the rest of the library's offerings?
It is interspersed within our main collection. Obviously, our collections uses Library of Congress cataloging numbers, and so it's interspersed through a lot of the other subject areas in that. The best thing I can suggest to folks is to go to our library webpage, and you can use our search engine there, or always like to plug the reference services here at the library. They do a great job of leading you through how to search the collection and that, and can really help you look it up if you're really interested in coming and looking at it.
Now, for such a large collection, obviously trying to put it in one location, even for the short term, to make people aware of it would be difficult. So how is the collection being displayed to get people used to the fact, first of all, that it's here?
Well, I think what we're going to do for our event that is coming up on the 21st is we will be pulling some out of the stacks, and we have some of the book jackets so people can look at those when they come here. And again, one of the best ways to see how many is there's a way you can search, and not trying to get too technical for folks, but you can search Maurice Nielsen into our database, and it will bring up a list of all the books that he has donated.